that had chased him around Cape Horn and up the length of the Americas. The legend was bolstered by the discovery of a small pyramid of cannonballs in one of the island's caves, and the fact that the top 40 feet of the square pit was braced with rough-hewn log box. The cannonballs had long since been lost and were now considered a myth, but there was no denying the reality of the timber works ringing the mysterious hole in the rocky earth.
"My shoes got wet," Jimmy complained.
Nick swiftly rounded on his youngest brother and said, "Damn it, Jimmy, I told you already, if I heard one complaint out of you, I'd make you stay with the boat."
"I wasn't complaining," the boy said, trying to keep from sniveling.
"I was just saying, is all." He shook a few drops from his wet foot to show it wasn't a problem. Nick shot him a stern look, his blue eyes glacial, and turned his attention back to the job at hand. Pine Island was shaped like a Valentine's Day heart that rose out of the cold Pacific. The only beach lies where the two upper lobes come together. The rest of the islet was ringed with cliffs as insurmountable as castle walls, or was protected by submerged rocks strung like beads that could tear out the bottom of even the sturdiest craft. Only a handful of animals called the island home, squirrels and mice mostly, who had been marooned there during storms, and seabirds that used the